Once again, as the first week of Lent begins, the gospel is about care for the poor. Quite amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's not new. It's been here for centuries, these readings. But I would certainly want our Lord to say, I was sick, I was this, I was that, and you helped me. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear the other. Now, there's more to it than that, though. I mean, that's just survival. What about love? I was praying about this, of course, upstairs and thinking. I'm going to share something very personal. I lived in a hermitage for some years. I would be there at least Monday to Thursday or Friday every week, all alone, about 8 miles from anybody. And all the poor came into my hermitage. They just kept flocking in. I mean, nobody was there. I could see, but I knew they were there. And I prayed for them. And I began to sense the Lord's compassion for those who don't have enough. In fact, I wrote some stuff about that years ago. So here we are again. So I had this idea. Let's not have an edifying gospel, an edifying sermon, and then go home and do nothing. I mean, what about if everybody went and found one or two objects of clothing, for instance, and got it over to the Vincent de Paul bin? Couldn't we do that? Yeah. You know, if you're having any trouble getting over there, bring it here, I'll bring it over. But let's try it. You know, the Lord will bless us. And one day he'll remind us of this, you know. You were living outside of Washington and it was pretty cold and you gave away your favorite sweater or whatever you did. And he'll remember it. Boy, will we be glad. I gave away a sweater and here I am in heaven. I mean, it's not a bad deal. So I think we should really, take this seriously. I preached on the same thing almost every day since Lent started. I just think that it's something. Now there is other great poverty. Good Lord. I don't know, how many of you people heard this Messianic Jewish pastor, Jonathan Kahn. How many heard him? Saw him? A couple. Yeah. I bet if you still Googled the prayer breakfast, he'd come up. It was a beautiful thing, he said. This nation is on the way to destruction unless it turns and embraces Jesus Christ. Period. And Bob Obama was sitting like from here to the candle away. And many others who were, I'm sure, quite uncomfortable. But I bet we're touched too. Because he was certainly sincere. That's not the way to rise in popular appeal, And so, but as I was thinking about this, I was thinking of, Mother Teresa tells the story of the woman came to her door at night. She said, Mother Teresa, have you got anything to eat? I haven't eaten all day, and my baby hasn't eaten all day. And Mother Teresa said, well, I got one bowl of rice in the house, but you can have it. So she took it, and she went out, found her neighbor, who was in the same situation, divided that bowl of rice in half, and they both had something. And I keep thinking, the day she dies, Jesus is going to say, I was hungry, and my child was hungry, and you've divided your one little bowl of rice between us. And she's going to say, when did I ever do that? I never saw you. And he's going to say, I promise you, what you did that day for that woman and her child, you did for me. He's identified. Augustine has this sermon. I'm going to try to find it. And he says in this sermon, the Lord tells us, yes, I am in glory. I am surrounded by light and angels, but I still suffer. I suffer in the poor. I suffer in the cold. Help me. One of our great saints and mystics, and one of the great poverties, all the women talked into killing their children. Imagine how many people are going to be surprised. I was on the way to the abortion mill, and you stopped my mother from killing me. I mean, that's going to be nice to hear. And the mother, I was on the way to murder, and you stopped me. You prayed for me. You know, and then, shoot for the top. Carhartt, I have 20,000 murders on my hand. I don't know how many. And you prayed for me, and God had mercy on me, and here I am in heaven, and I don't deserve it. Well, none of us deserve it. So, this is a very, when I saw this guy, I said, oh, they're going to think I got a fixed idea or something. Every day I preach on poverty. And I looked at the gospel. I said, well, Lord, you put it there. So let's just and pray today that there be many children saved. Many, you know, they're out there in this cold, and one day they're going to hear all these people going out there. I was on the way to the abortion mill, and you saved my life.